Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
So far, we have considered the biographical backdrop to Psalm 34, the rising tide of praise from David, and those hearing him who join in to, quote, exalt his name together, verse 3. See also verses 1 and 2. Then, in cryptic terms, he describes his deliverance both from outward foes and inward fears, verses 4 to 7. Following this, he contrasts the results of fearing men and fearing the Lord, verses 8 and 9. The latter, quote, shall not lack any good thing, verse 10. Are you interested in hearing more about this reverential awe of God and how he uses it to deliver us? Well then, quote, come, you children, listen to me, says the psalmist. I will teach you the fear of the Lord, verse 11. The following three verses sound much like the Apostle James. Do you want the best out of life? Your tongue is the index of your soul. Your desires, verse 12, affect your diction, verse 13. Your choice and use of words. Your diction affects your deeds, verse 14, and your deeds affect your demeanor. You will, quote, seek peace and pursue it, verse 14. At this point, David makes the subject very personal. Do you live face to face with the Lord? Quote, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry, verse 15. You certainly don't want his face clouded with displeasure, verse 16. Actually, the life of trust and triumph is quite straightforward. Quote, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles, verse 17. When we take him seriously, he does the same with us. And he is especially, quote, near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit, verse 18. No doubt, quote, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but that means just as many are the deliverances too, verses 19 and 20. Evil looks after the wicked, all right, verse 21, but the Lord looks after his servants, verse 22.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.